two new signings. Do you announce one?
Yeah, I've got in Shannon and Paul McElroy, you know, two quality players. Both of them played in a couple of games, but, you know, it's something to add competition for places. I think it's an important time at the moment. At the start of the season, you don't want any injuries, and now we get, you know, two and a suspension in the one game. So, you know, it's more bodies around the place and, you know, more competition, as I said.
You mentioned injuries there. Any latest on Sean and Andrew Waterbury?
Yeah, sure. Sean's ankles, you know, he's rolled his ankle, and we've got to assess it off the medical team the next couple of days. And he's obviously, with his pace, has got a tight hamstring, so it's another thing we've got to assess. But listen, that's part and parcel of football. Said them, they're down there, you know, and at the end of the day, they're done now. I'm a big believer in, like, you know, looking forward, and we'll give them all the support and all the help they need at this club to get them back fit as soon as possible.
Any idea at this stage how long they're likely to be out? Or is it
no,
too early?
It's too early to say. It's still with the medical team, and you know, they'll assess it over the next 48 hours.
Reece Glendinning, he's still out, isn't he?
Reece is still out. You know, he's another one with an ankle injury, but, you know, it's another one. It's going to be a while, to be honest.
But on the more positive side, Sammy Morrow played for the Swifts last night.
Sammy played for the Swifts. You know, which I think he needed, you know, 45 to 60 minutes. And, you know, he's getting fitter, and as I say, he'll be a big plus for us.
Two good results for the Swifts so far, isn't it?
Great results. You know, Sammy's got a good side there. You know, they're honest, they want to work. And that's all you can say. So, as I say, you know, it's you want to get a winning habit straight through the team and the club. And, you know, that's what I want to bring. And as I say, it's good that all Linfield teams are winning at the minute.
There's a real buzzing feeling amongst all the supporters after last night's exciting comeback, yeah?
Yeah, it's good, you know what I mean, but my focus has moved on now to Coleraine. You know, I'm delighted, obviously, with the way it went, yes, for the fans, but, you know, it's 3 points on the board. I treat every game as a come. And, you know, we've got to move on now to the next one and hopefully carry it on. And
Coleraine will be looking to bounce back after a bad result for them last night.
Definitely, you know, Coleraine will be a tight, hard place to go up there, a tight place, and, you know, Warren and next Linfield, you know what I mean? I'm sure he'll be one to put one over, but as I say, you know, it's about us, as I say, and what we want to do and something that we've got to carry it on.
It's a place where we never find it easy, Coleraine Showgrounds.
I don't think, you know, you'll find it anywhere easy being a Linfield player, but, you know, at the end of the day, as I said, it's about putting belief into the players, and, you know, they've got to take, you know, belief from the game on Wednesday night and, you know, hopefully carry it on for the game on Saturday.
Another new face about the place, a name you're well familiar with, Andy McMoran.
Yeah, I've brought in Andy. Andy's going to help me go and watch games, but he's another voice for me to bounce ideas off. You know, he's someone I solely trust, someone I've worked with for years, and, you know, someone over here that, you know, I'll always pick up a phone. He was in England, have a chat to. He's great, you know. Football culture, knows a lot of the players as well, so it's an extra set of eyes for me and an extra voice with a bit of experience.
Great result last night, and hopefully more of the same to come.
Yep, let's hope. Thank you.